every time you make fun of what I'm talking about. But I'm telling you, that's the way it's going to work.
You see, the smartest thing you ever did was asking me to be your partner in this tournament.
You're looking at yourself when you say that, because you will be riding the back of the man who's going to take you to the championship of the charity pinochle tournament.
Yes, you do look like a beast of burden. I hope you don't play pinochle like a donkey.
Dr. Harmon, I play pinochle like a shark.
But what I want to see is less talk and more card playing. Yeah, come on.
So do I. I'm tired of Thompson and Phelps winning the tournament year after year.
Yes,
and that's why I asked you to be my partner. Okay. I have nothing against Claire, but she doesn't play to win.
You know, Nicole is the same way.
Yeah.
She plays for fun.
We have to be ruthless.
Yeah.
And no mercy.
We'll polish off Thompson and Phelps like a couple of hors d'oeuvres.
That's right. Now, let's talk about our singers now.
No, you're talking. No, you're talking, partner.
Okay.
Now, when I have a strong hand, I'll say something like, Mrs. Jackson's hip is mending beautifully.
You're going to say it like that?
Yeah.
Can the people playing against us see? Because if you're going to sit there and say, Mrs. Jackson's hip is mending beautifully.
Okay, give me an example. No, give me an example of one of your signals. Go ahead.
Now, check this out. You know, the pump flows freely and makes the river run wild. Listen to what I'm saying. The pump, hearts, flow, or run. Flow, run. Freely, the river, wild. That means you play your trump first.
Huxtable, this is Pinochle, not the CIA. Look, let's play out this hand, all right?
Is your wife upset because you're not playing with her in the tournament?
No. And Claire shouldn't be either. You're not that good anyway.
Hey, hon, how you feeling?
Hi.
Dear, you're not upset with me because you're not playing with me in this tournament, are you?
Any woman in her right mind would be disappointed. Not to be able to play with a pinochle expert?
You're laughing, see? But inside, that woman is torn up.
What are you laughing at?
I'm laughing at Cliff. He's so silly. He thinks I'm upset because I'm not playing with him.
Same thing with James the Pinochle King. I'd rather play with you than him any day.
Well, thank you very much. I'd rather play with you, too. Somebody who's not so competitive.
All I ever hear is, why did you play that card? What kind of bit was that anyway?
And I know you've heard this one. Whose side are you on anyway?
Oh.
But suppose we did wind up playing him.
That would be fine with me. I can read James like a book. When James has a bad hand, he starts to smooth his beard like this. And when he has a good hand, he starts rocking from side to side.
When Cliff has a bad hand,
He
sits very still, and his face gets very long. But when he has a good hand, his head starts.
See, that's why y'all don't win nothing.
Hey, Mom, all ready for the Pinochle tournament?
You and Nicole have your strategies all worked out?
Are you getting worried?
No, no.
Oh, hey. Martin.
Running a little late, aren't you?
Yes, I am. We have got a serious babysitting problem tonight. Sandra and Elvin can't watch Olivia because the twins have got the chicken pox.
Oh, yes, I heard about that.
I've been through the babysitting list from A to Z. No luck. I'm desperate.
I know someone who's available. Someone who is very responsible. A babysitter extraordinaire.
You wouldn't by any chance be talking about Rudy Huxtable, would you? Well, thank you very much for volunteering, Rudy, but I don't think you're ready for this responsibility.
Louise was 12 years old when she first babysat me. Right, Mom?
Oh, honey, how am I supposed to remember how old Denise was?
We can't even remember how old she is now.
Come on, Martin, please. Please.
Well, I guess I'm in no position to argue. Okay, Rudy, you got it.
Brother-in-law, you are making one good deal. You're going to be amazed at my babysitting talents. I assume this is a paying job?
Yes, it is. How much do you want?
$5.
You got it.
I'm in seven.
Seven?
This is awful short notice.
Oh, let me take this deal now before the price goes up. There you go.
This is only $5.
You'll get the other two when I know my daughter is still alive.
It's nice to see one of my children bringing some money into the house.
Hi! Guess what, Olivia? I'm going to be babysitting you tonight.
Great! We're going to have fun together.
If you pay attention to your sitter.
Rudy, please remember that I've left the number where we're going to be on the fridge.
Okay.
And do me a favor, you all. I would like to find this house in the same condition as when we left it.
Dad, please, I'm 12 years old.
All right, Rudy. Now remember, Olivia's bedtime is
at 8.
And don't forget to
lock up after us. Mom, I got it covered. What time can I expect you back?
Well, your mother will be back early, but I'll still be in the turn.
I will not dignify that remark. Tonight, my cards will do the talking.
Yes, well, I hope your cards are worthy of the person playing with them.
And I do hope that you will button up, Buttercup, because that wind is gusty out.
Oh, all right. No problem there.
Bye, sweetheart.
All right.
Bye, Olivia.
And don't forget.
Lock up after.
Now, time for the TV and ice cream.
Whoa, hold on. You already had ice cream. Now go upstairs, brush your teeth, and get into your pajamas.
And you sound like a real sitter.
Thank you very much. And then when you're done, maybe you can watch a little TV.
Oh, man.
Oh, Danielle, listen to this. First, Olivia asked me for water. We both know that trick. And then she told me that Denise lets her take the mattresses off her bed and build a fort with them before she goes to sleep. Remember when we used to try that trick? I put her in the bed. I gotta go. I got everything covered. See you tomorrow. Bye. Olivia, what are you doing up?
I can't go to sleep. It's okay if I watch TV with you.
Forget it. I already let you watch TV. Now go upstairs to bed.
Just 10 more minutes, please. I'll show off a way to sleep. I can feel my eyes closing right now.
This is a scary movie. I don't want you to have nightmares.
I like scary movies. 10 more minutes, please.
All right, 10 more minutes. Not because of that pitiful look, either. I know those looks. I was an expert at them.
Wow, that street is really dark. Uh-oh, he stopped walking. Rudy, what's happening to that man's face?
Well, see, he's a vampire most nights. But tonight, because there's a full moon out, he's a vampire and a werewolf. Olivia, it's just a movie.
I know.
Olivia, please go to bed.
I can't go to bed by myself. I'm scared that the vampire wolves are going to get me.
Olivia, they're not going to get you because they're not real.
Yes, they are. They're going to get me and eat me.
Anyway, they're in London.
Why did you do that?
Because it was scaring you.
But I have to see the inn.
Why?
To make sure the vampire wolves are dead.
Olivia, I'm not turning the television back on until you go upstairs and go to bed.
Who's that?
It was probably just the wind blowing the back gate.
I'm scared. I want Daddy and Denise.
Olivia, they're in Washington.
Are the vampire wolves in Washington?
No.
Then I wanna go there!
Give me some ice cream.
Vanilla.
Yes.
Welcome.
Oh, thank you for being a sponsor in the tournament.
Thank you.
Come on, Nicole. Freshen up. Cliff, Nicole and I are going to go freshen up, and we'll see you guys later.
Okay.
Good luck.
All right.
Aren't you wishing us luck?
You need skill, dear. See, I would wish you skill, but then I would still be wishing. Wouldn't I? Look at all this. Oh, look at this. Wow! This is 6 months at my house, 6 months at your house, partner.
Deal.
All right.
Look at a little poochie. They even have a trophy for the second place winner. Doesn't even say pinochle. It's too small.
Ladies and gentlemen, the champions of the last 3 years, Carolyn Thompson and Alfred Phelps.
Carol, look at that. Oh, now this trophy is beautiful.
And this one is a lot larger than the one we won last year.
Right. I'm going to have to raise a bookshelf just to fit it in. And as always, 6 months on my shelf, 6 months on yours.
You got it, partner.
Dr. Huxtable. Dr. Harmon.
Are you ready to go to sleep now?
No, I'm still scared.
It's okay. It is just a movie.
What was that?
It was just the wind.
We'll go close the window. The vampire wolves are gonna get us.
Olivia, I have to put you to bed now. No, that was probably just the branch. I'll stay with you so you won't be frightened.
Rudy, are you scared too?
Of course not.
Rudy, I thought you weren't scared.
I'm not. I just had to make sure you were all right. You are my responsibility. Are you okay?
No, I'm scared that the vampire wolves are going to get me.
Olivia, for the last time, there are no vampire wolves.
And they're going to get you, too.
Thank you. You are the greatest hostess ever. You always lose to us. Thank you. Now we're in the finals. Who do we play next? What, Huxtable and Harmon, Phelps and Thompson. So they're still playing over there. All right, so we play Phelps
must
and Thompson.
Be a
good luck.
They're
playing our one. Good luck. Thank you.
We're going to need it.
We don't need
Say, listen, Phelps and Thompson, take it easy.
Yes,
these are our wives.
Yeah, we love these women. If you beat them up too much, you'll have to answer to us.
That's right.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. That's game. It's been a pleasure.
Mrs. Archibald. Mrs. Harmon.
You beat Phelps and Thompson?
Uh-huh.
It's me, Rudy. Open up.
Well, how do I know it's you?
Who does it sound like?
How do I know they didn't turn you into a vampire wolf and you're just trying to fool me?
If you don't open this door, you are going to stay in there alone.
Did you see anything?
No, but I turned on all the lights and set booby traps on both stairways.
Great, great, great!
The pump. flows strongly and runs wild.
The Knicks are a good club.
But the pump flows and runs strong, and you will look wild. I say 36.
Did you tell Hattie what happened yesterday?
I certainly did, and she filled me in on everything. She told me how she went over there on Saturday and she stayed all day, and how she pulled that bed over to the window, and she told Stella she had to get better because she had a party to go to. It's your play, Claire.
That's a good thing, too. I tell you, Stella looked a lot better yesterday than she did 3 days ago.
Oh, isn't that so good?
Oh, yes. I mean, we just didn't know what to think.
You can.
Cliff, it doesn't matter anyway because you don't have any trunk. Play.
Well, you know what I want to do. I want to send some flowers.
Oh, that is so nice. But you know what she really wants?
What?
Janet Jackson's autograph.
Oh, isn't that sweet? Do you have any points, dear?
We have 2.
Oh, that means we have 23. I went for my second set of x-rays yesterday, and you know what my chiropractor told me.
No, what?
Don't slouch, dear. That's bad for your back. Told me that I have straightened up considerably.
Stop.
And have more space in my neck.
Look, I go to mine tomorrow. I have my first set of x-rays. I am so excited. I can't wait to hear what he's got to tell me. Play, Cliff.
Game.
We win.
We win.
Oh,
we
win. Oh, all right.
Don't start with me, Huxtable.
Okay, let's have one more picture with the winners and their husbands.
Well, sweetheart, what do you think? Isn't our trophy nice?
Yes.
Where's your trophy, honey? You don't have to hold your trophy. There, hold it. Now, sweetheart, go stand next to Dr. Hammond. And you can hold that trophy together and we'll hold ours.
James, say cheese.
Oh, that was certainly an enjoyable evening.
Yes.
And who would have thought that we would win such a nice trophy, huh?
Well, dear, you know, since we're married, I feel that half of that trophy belongs to me, too.
The reality is, sweetheart, what's ours is ours. Yeah. And what's yours is in your pocket.
Now, you're a nasty little woman. Oh, my goodness. What is this? Oh, look at this.
All the lights are on?
And the TV is on. And, dear, I know exactly what happened.
What happened?
Look at this. Vampires, Werewolves of London.
I told that girl about watching those horror movies.
Yes, and got scared, too. Look at this.
Why do they have to tear the house up?
Because they're scared, dear.
Carl, all over the bed.
Yes. And got a little cross made out of a spoon and a fork.
But why is Olivia holding that piece of meat?
Don't you understand, dear? That's the stake to drive through the vampire's heart. I'll get Rudy.
Yeah, and I've got little Igor here.
You should bite one of them on the neck.